We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line, Erie County Comptroller Kevin Hardwick, taking a look at the financial picture of Erie County as it relates to Erie Community College. Kevin, thanks for being with us. How are you?
I'm well, Brian. How are you?
Not too bad. We heard the news this week, Erie Community College laying off nearly 100 employees, about 90 employees, in yet another cost-cutting measure. And you have kind of sounded the alarm, so to speak, not like the immediate, you know, big button alarm that says, you know, danger, danger right now, but just the, like, hey, watch out for this alarm, if there's a difference, that is, about, you know, some of the costs. In general, the spending in Erie County, but also associated with Erie Community College as it moves forward. What is your chief concern? And with these layoffs, what happened this week, do you think that ECC is doing enough to address these concerns?
I think ECC is at a crossroads right now. I mean, in the past, when I was on the legislature, we would give them more aid. Their board of trustees would try to make moves to make things better over there. And, you know, we were always worried about the future of ECC. It's as I say, at a crossroads. I think this next year or two is going to be critical. Now, they have a new president, Dr. David Balkin, who is brought in to hopefully clean up a lot of the problems there. I've talked to Dr. Balkin. In fact, I arranged a meeting last week with Dr. Balkin and some union leaders to try to iron out some difficulties. I can tell you that everybody in that room was committed to doing whatever they could to resolve the problems there, but the problems are of such a magnitude that they may be insoluble. It's going to be a hairy time for ECC.
This might be asking something out of the purview of comptroller, but you've spent a lot of years in higher education. Is it surprising to you the situation that ECC is in right now? I mean, there's only about 8,000 students enrolled. Enrollment's been dropping. And we keep hearing these stories about how there might be more of an appetite for cost-effective secondary education, for community colleges, for job training. You know, exactly the sort of thing that ECC should offer. So, you know, we keep hearing about this interest, yet it doesn't seem to be manifesting in anything when it comes to ECC.
Well, you make a keen observation that it's not just ECC. It's basically higher education in general, but specifically higher education in this region. I mean, I've taught for 33 years at Canisius College, and we've downsized over the years as student enrollment has dropped. Much of that is because we draw a lot of our students at Canisius, as does ECC, from Erie County and surrounding counties. And because of decline in birth rates and fewer students coming out of high schools, that's going to affect the institutions of higher learning, including Canisius and ECC. Canisius, I think, bottomed out a few years ago. We've gone through a lot of pains there, and I think we're on the right track now. I mean, I think that decisions were made, tough decisions and controversial decisions, but I think we're on the right path now. I hope that ECC can get there in the near future. Again, I think they're at a crossroads. But you talk about the vocational training as opposed to maybe the liberal arts education that you might get at some other institutions. Yes, that is an important role of ECC, and I think their board of trustees and their president and their faculty, everybody knows that, and efforts are being made to try to ramp that up. because that is their important niche. I mean, they are, and they have been a jewel for this community. A lot of people out there listening to us talk this morning, you know, owe a great deal of their livelihood to the education, to the help they got at ECC, and we want that to be available to generations to come. This, as I said, is a critical year.
Some people might be looking at this and saying, well, it's a perfect time for financial trouble, right? Because we just happen to have a whole ton of money that was dropped off by the federal government over the last couple of years. It's kind of something else you've been warning about, though, well, and not just when it comes to ECC.
Yeah, well, that therein lies the problem. I mean, ECC would have had would have probably gone under had it not been for all the tens of millions of dollars coming in the last couple of years in federal aid related to COVID. Now that aid is drying up, and their current budget shows what the president of the college is calling a $9 million deficit. What it really is $9 million of fund balance usage. The rainy day account is being tapped into. You know, I don't want to get into a nomenclature argument, but anyway, basically they're going to be spending $9 million more than they're going to be taking in. And they have the reserves now to make up that difference. Problem is, they won't in a year or two because the rainy day account is going dry. And that's part of the effort, these layoffs that were just announced. The president would like to not dip into the rainy day account to the full tune of $9 million, would like to reduce that, and he's talked about layoffs, and I think this is another round of that.
I don't know, Kevin, society seems ripe for a nomenclature argument. It's been going on for several years now.
Well, we argue about everything now, don't we? I can remember an argument a couple years ago we had with you over your definition of country music, and we don't want to open up that wound.
You might not, but given the news, I'd be glad for a few hours. Kevin, thanks so much for the time this morning. Appreciate it. Kevin Harwick is Erie County Comptroller, talking about the future of Erie Community College and what might lie in store there as financial troubles continue.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.